We have AM 580 News. Good morning. I'm Dan Simeone. The Urbana City Council met past 11 o'clock last night without reaching agreement on a cooperative plan for street lighting in the University District. Urbana, Champaign, and the University of Illinois are working together on uniform street lighting designs for the U of I campus and surrounding neighborhoods. But Urbana Alderman Charlie Smythe says a planned request for proposals from lighting manufacturers is flawed because it doesn't require full cutoff lighting. Smith says that full cutoff lighting would keep streetlights from shining light into the sky and result in greater energy savings.
If we can save the university even 10% of the energy cost of producing these lights, I think that's an important thing. And remember, that's not just next year or the year after, this for 30 to 50 years. We can save a lot of money by doing the design properly and using full cutoff lighting.
The Urbana City Council plans to revisit the proposal in 1 or 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the Champaign City Council endorsed the request for proposals at its study session last night. At that meeting, lighting consultant Tom Burtness argued that full cutoff lighting should not be the only option available because it wasn't right for all conditions. A Saturday deadline looms for state lawmakers to pass a new budget. House and Senate Democrats are trying to resolve differences between competing budget plans that each chamber approved last week. And they need to wrap up other work by the end of the week. If they can't, the session will go into overtime for a second straight year. And Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is blasting Illinois leaders over the state's budget. Sam Hudzik has a report.
Daley lined up the heads of the Chicago Transit Authority, Police Department, and public schools to make the case for boosted state funding. But the mayor didn't sound confident a budget could be crafted, given Democratic infighting in Springfield.
I'd be very frank, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys down there, unfortunately. Lack of trust.
In a remark sure to sting Governor Rod Blagojevich, Daley pointed out the city got more infrastructure money during the term of former Governor George Ryan, now in federal prison.
People trusted him. They did. I mean, that's realistic.
Governor Blagojevich says he shares the mayor's support for a construction funding plan. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle has signed an interstate treaty to prevent arid states from taking water from the Great Lakes. Doyle says the lakes are important to the region's economy and way of life. The 8 Great Lakes governors signed the Great Lakes Compact in 2005 after 4 years of negotiations. They fear that booming southwestern states will soon look to take massive amounts of water from the lakes. The compact would ban most diversions of water from the lakes basins. All 8 Great Lakes states must approve the pact, and Congress must ratify it before it can become law. Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and New York have also approved it. Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania have yet to do so. Convicted former Illinois Governor George Ryan is out of legal options. The United States Supreme Court refused to hear his appeal yesterday. Robert Wildebohr reports.
Ryan's lawyers were arguing that a series of errors during jury deliberations prevented the former governor from getting a fair trial. An appeals court denied that argument, and the Supreme Court declined to reconsider the case. But former Governor Jim Thompson, who worked on Ryan's defense team, says there may be one more option beyond the courts. Thompson says he hasn't yet run this idea by Ryan, but he says they could petition President George W. Bush to commute the sentence to time served.
The man has gone from being the governor of the state of Illinois to being a prisoner in the federal penitentiary. His career is gone. His reputation is gone.
Thompson says Ryan's troubles have served to punish him and deter others from committing similar crimes. The 74-year-old former Republican governor is currently serving his 6.5-year sentence in Terre Haute, Indiana. I'm Robert Wildebohr.
The Department of Defense has confirmed the death of a soldier from Rockford who was killed in Iraq this weekend. Officials say 24-year-old Sergeant Blake Evans was killed Sunday while on patrol by an improvised explosive device in the Al Jazeera Desert. Evans was an infantryman with the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That's our summary of AM 580 News for now. I'm Dan Simeone.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
7:35 and time for our weather update with Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dan.
Understand you're celebrating an anniversary today.
Yeah, I am. I told you about that a couple hours ago.
Yeah. 25 years ago today, you graduated with a bachelor's in meteorology from Penn State, right?
Yep. More than half a lifetime ago. Yep. 25 years of being a meteorologist.
Yeah, and then you went on to get your master's and found your way to Champaign-Urbana. We're lucky for that.
Shortly thereafter. In fact, I think I was interviewing here the day before my master's graduation. I had to get back there for that and then find a place to live here because I think the next week you gave me a call and offered me a job.
Yeah, it was a... I made some good decisions and some bad ones. That was one of the good ones.
Well, I'm glad you think that.
Well, listen, we've had some pretty nice spring weather lately. It's been a little cool, but...